All right, welcome everybody. This is the Influencer Show. This is a program that we profile someone who's doing something in the business world or in culture, making an influence. And in this case, we have Frank Moses as a guest today, and owner of Austintown Cinema.
Yes.
And
yes.
Golden Star Theaters is the
Golden
main
Star,
company,
yeah,
right?
Golden Star is our brand.
Okay.
You know, Golden Star Theaters, Austintown, and we have Golden Star Theaters in Westgate, in Newcastle, Golden Star Theaters, Hermitage, Golden Star Theaters, Cumberland, Maryland, and West Mifflin as well. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
So, okay, so let's go in storytelling mode and kind of tell us how everything came to fruition.
Sure, absolutely. The theater that we're at is on Mahoney Avenue, 620 Mahoney Avenue. It was the former Regal Cinema. We had the opportunity to acquire that theater beginning of January of 2020. So we took it over with plans of the complete renovation. We started our renovations in January, and come around March 2020, us as well as the most of the United States got shut down. COVID hit and so forth. So kind of put us on a little bit of a delay on doing our buildouts and so forth. But we picked back up a few months later, started construction, and then finally started open up around September. You know, we dealt with the COVID like all the industry has, sanitation and so forth. And we still maintain a lot of that. Social distancing is there. The theater was designed so there's social distance naturally occurring. We have luxury seats in all the auditoriums. So the seats are spaced about 7 feet across, apart. So you give a little better comfort level and so forth like that. Open back up September, started to wind, get things moving up. We brought alcohol in there. We have a nice little bar that would serve beers and adult slushies. But, we want to really enhance the experience in the movie theater and so forth. Beautiful concession stand, all brand new installed. And we have a little better upgrade on the foods as well. With the beer and the alcohol, you have to have a little better end. So, we serve besides the popcorn and the pretzels and nachos, we have pizza, chicken tenders, fries, hot dogs, a little bit, upper end on that to elevate the experience there.
So COVID kind of broke the conditioning of the movie theater experience, because then people were just watching movies at home and whatever. So then you have to then supply that same kind of experience where it's got to be a little bit better than just.
Joe, it really good. Everybody's cooped up at home. They're looking for something to do on TV.
For
the
sure.
Kids are there and so forth. So streaming, which was always there. It was always there. And the film companies knew it, and they always, streamed. But there was also what we call a window. There's a window where they hit the theatrical side, and then they hit, then it was the DVD side, which then DVDs turn into the streaming side on it there. So they brought content to the streaming because the theaters weren't open
right.
At the time. I mean,
no other choice.
There was no other choice. And it did okay for them. But I think they realized, and again, COVID has really, changed everything. You had to look at things. But, things are starting to level back out. The film company is really theatrical, still a great experience, and they want to still support that. And they are supporting that. Sometimes a movie might be streamed and might be theatrical same time, depending on how big of a movie they're looking. But the big tentpoles and so forth, they're still going to be, brought into the theatrical experience. So, that's still evolving. They're still, learning on both sides and so forth. But, all in all, I think, you'll start seeing more of the big theatrical releases at the theaters. And then streaming will ever be maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks down the road or something, or what we call PVOD, where it's streamed, but it's at maybe a $30, $40 price tag to see it at home and so forth. So yeah, the industry is evolving, and so are we. I mean, that's why the amenities in the theaters are starting to upgrade, the alcohol, the luxury seats, the atmosphere, higher sound system. So we're trying to give you still a great experience. And being in a theater with a 40-foot screen and so forth, I mean, even though we have big theater, big TVs at home, it still can't be compared.
Right, right.
It's the experience, to be in that theater, with that dark theater with people outside around you and so forth. It's still great. So yeah,
all right,
so
let's rewind a little bit. And you personally, how'd you get in the theater business?
I started in 1994. Had a little strip center where there was a little threeplex in it, and at the time wanted that the tenant there to expand, and he was really unable to expand, and he asked if I wanted to become a partner and do it. And that's how I got my first got into the footprint. So from that little theater, we started and moved it from a threeplex to a nineplex, and then it just took off from there. So from 1994 I got into it, and then up to now.
What'd you do before that? Related at all?
No, our family was in development. So
okay.
we had grocery stores, distribution centers, a bunch of different businesses that our family was in and so forth. So my father's generation and so forth, family built a lot of businesses and so forth. They worked great together, the family. They were fantastic, and they taught us the same. And the business I'm in now was with my brothers as well. I mean, we were taught to work together, and they always use the analogy, you know, you could break a twig, but if you had a bundle of twigs, it's harder to break.
Right.
You know, it's more strength.
For sure.
And that has always passed down to our family. And so, you know, we continue with that philosophy.
Family dynamic, though, you figured out a way to make that work without...
You know what? My dad and his family, we saw how that worked. So it wasn't like we had you became in that culture. You know what I mean? You understand, you know, everybody works together and everybody benefits from it. You know, you don't let jealousy, you don't let, you know, anything like that, because everybody's benefit from it. So it's a unique dynamics. And we're fortunate to be, you know, had that opportunity to see that work and so forth. So, but, you know, my brothers and I, we all work great together you know, we all support each other on it. So yeah, it's good role.
Gotcha. So fast forwarding back again. So, you know, I kind of think about, you know, if you can listen to a song on the radio, but you're also going to go to the concert, and that's that sort of that same kind of philosophy.
It is exactly the same. It's the experience of being there, you know, and seeing it on the large screen, the sound, it creates a different atmosphere. It really does. So, and theatrical is always going to be around. You know, we keep, like I said, we keep increasing the experience to make it even better. Because everybody's competing against everybody today, you know, and what makes us stand alone from being at home or, you know, so forth. But it is, you know, the experience of being in that seat, you know, the popcorn, the popcorn itself, I love it. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's you know, theatrical popcorn, the machines, the type of popcorn, I don't know, but it is good. You know, when you're in that seat, you're eating that popcorn, you're watching that screen, you know, and you're watching a horror movie and people around you are getting, you know, you hear the sounds, you start getting, it puts you in the mode. It does. Right. So, but it works great for us. And the theatrical, it's a great experience. It's a great experience. So.
Okay. Now, and I imagine sort of theater is lots of science. There's a lot of psychology. There's a lot of, you know, really choreographing a lot of the experience.
Let me give you a little background on the theater itself. Our industry, we always had film on 35 millimeters. It was a cellulose film, you know, and over the years, the product has changed, but not very much. The projectors back then were the same projectors that we had 15 years ago. Our industry back in about 8 years ago took the role in saying, look, we want to get out of that film and go all digital. Quality, higher pixels, better quality. I mean, it's just much better. And it was a big push because the upfront investment costs into the digital technology was pretty substantial. And a lot of little mom Paul theaters couldn't afford it. But unfortunately, the industry kept moving forward. Technology, they always said it's disruptive. It is. It's disruptive, but the outcome is always the best. You know what I mean? So about 10 years ago, the entire industry went digital. Film went to the wayside. Now the film is satellited over to us, comes into a database of computers.
That's so cool.
It's all stored on, similar to what you might have at home in a sense when you know, download a movie or something. But our movies are brought over. They're high security links on them. You know, the keys to operate them and so forth are controlled by the film companies, and they know everything that we're doing with them. But the projectors, you know, gives us, you know, 2K quality, and actually we're going to be 4K eventually here shortly once we do the upgrades and so forth. So everything is digitalized and brought over, and the quality of that movie from the first day we show it to the last time, you know, before we pull it off screen, is just the same. It gives us so much more opportunity to do stuff on the screens. You know, we're looking at maybe bringing in gaming now on air, where, you know, you could sit there on a 40-foot screen and do competitions and games and so forth like that. So there's a lot that technology allows us to do. So, but like I said, the movies are satellite over. One person sits up here, programs a computer for the whole week, you know, start times, you know, the lights, everything's all automated anymore. And eventually you could, from your iPhone, you could operate it. So, so from that point on, technology takes care of the rest. The movies come on, they shut down. You know, it's the technology is unbelievable what it does. So, but it is the digital aspect of that movie now is fantastic. The quality is unbelievable. Sound systems, you know, that continues to improve. You know, we're Dolby over there, 7.1. It's you know, it gives us multiple changes, channels, and so forth. We were looking to put in what we call the Atmos in over there. It's usually for a bigger market, so we thought we'll do a theater over there, and it's where not just the surround sounds around you, but we put the sound speakers in the ceiling.
Nice.
Unfortunately, we couldn't adapt that here because of the sound system is so strong that you have to have the special auditorium built for it. We looked at retrofitting it. It was just too cost prohibited on it, though. But the technology is unbelievable. They did a seminar where they brought a helicopter and they flew the helicopter around, and you think it's above you flying all around. I mean, it's just a lot to it. And, you know, they're looking at higher frame rates and so forth to increase the experience as well. So theatrical is still developing. I mean, they're still trying to make that experience on the screen as real as possible for you. So.
Now, with premium larger seating, less people in the audience, has the pricing kind of come in line with what the cost? I mean, with the better technology, maybe you have less overhead on manpower to operate?
Well, less manpower. Not as much. You don't have as many people in the booth there, but you still have a lot of manpower on there. So let me get explained. When we took over this theater, at most theaters, the traditional theater, there's about 2,000 seats in that complex. We're down to about 700 now. So, but we built the audits. We built the theaters for maybe your one time showing, in a sense. So 7 o'clock used to be the feature time, Matt, you know, for a show, and we built a complex for that one time. We come to realize with luxury seat and so forth that people will come very times to see a movie. So it's not just 7 o'clock. It could be a 5 o'clock. It could be 3 o'clock shows. It could be the 9 o'clock shows. So the 700 seats, you know, that we have actually will sell more capacity. I mean, we don't have as much capacity. We'll sell them out. But more show times are available for them to come and see it. And they'll change those show times. So yeah, a little different. Little different, you know, learning for us as well with the luxury seats. People love it. Once they come into the luxury seats, it reclines back, the legs come up, you get comfortable in it. I mean, your mind is now immersed into the movie.
Right. So one thing that I hated and then now that I love is one of the most anxiety. I'm just a very introverted person. So when I go to the theater and like there's out of seats and I'm hanging out looking for a seat in the middle of the dark and asking people to move, I hate that experience. If I can pick out my seat and know that I have one and it's waiting for me, I'm a happy dude.
You are going to be a happy dude with our theater set. So we are all reserve seating. So, and if you go to our app, you know, at the Golden Star and download it on your phone, you pretty much can do everything you want from that phone. You can buy your tickets from that phone. Eventually, I think within the next about 4 weeks, I shouldn't say 4 weeks, 8 weeks, October, we're going to be introducing where you can buy your mobile food from the phone on mobile ordering from your phone as well.
Oh,
you'll
so
come
cool.
in, you buy your popcorn that there, that'll be set into a container over there. You come in, you grab your food. You walk, you already have your seat. You walk up the usher, just show them that seat number, and then you go right to your seat. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, reserve seating is fantastic. And that's what we have on this. And it is fantastic, Joe. all mobile. There's no rush. You know what time the movie comes. You can walk in a minute before that movie, grab everything, and sit down. So, you know, we want your we value your time. And, you know, we want you to have a great experience. But technically, you know, you don't have to even talk to us. You know, get your ticket online, you know, or through your mobile ordering. Order your popcorn, your drinks, or whatever. Like I said, it's all ready. You want to, then you go right to your seat.
No lines.
No
lines. Don't have to
no
kick
nothing.
People out of you, yeah. You know, and ask them to move down. Oh, that's so cool.
No,
love
it. It's a great experience. And you know what? We introduced that with when you have luxury seats, the reserve seating is a great
right.
thing, and that's what we brought that into it. And people love that. You know what I mean? They see their seat on the when you pull up the mobile, it has the map on there. You pick your seat out, locks it up, boom, you're going. Enjoy.
Yeah, very cool.
So, yeah.
So now just more of like what your opinion on something is. Like we have a ton of really cute, charming small theaters that are all 35, like they're all the older technology, and they are struggling a ton. When you look at that, I mean, do you let those things go away? I mean, is there a way to salvage that industry?
So what I told you, a lot of little mom and pop stores, you know, that has, you know, one or two little theaters that, you know, they operate as a job for themselves. You know, those unfortunately got hit with the technology because they said the cost up front on changing over was just too expensive.
Right.
We look to try to acquire a few of them to try to maintain and so forth because our market, when we come into a market, you know, we like big markets, but we like, you know, nice medium markets and, you know, the Youngstown, Austintown area and that is a market we like because we really engage into the community. You know,
right.
we really want to participate. We help the community. You know, we're there. You know, we're not just a business, you know, we're there supporting that community because that community will get back to us.
Right.
You know, you support it, it'll get back to us. So the little mom paws like that, we hate to see them go because it's, you know, 40% of the theaters still are small independents.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you have the big chains, the Regals, the Cinemarks, you know, the AMCs. But but there's still a lot of independent theaters out there like us. You know, we're a little more regional independent in the sense that we have a little bit bigger, but there's still a lot of little ones and twos out there, you know, that have them. I mean, you don't want to see any of that go to the wayside. You know, they're institution. You know, they're fixtures in that community.
Yeah. So. And even not from the business side, but some of the facilities are beautiful because they were crafted in an era where we don't make stuff like that anymore.
You can't duplicate it. Right. You can't duplicate it. But the problem they're having that even we're even challenges with when these film companies release a movie, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to get that movie. You know, depending on what they call the releases, they call it limited release, a wide release, and that. And what they mean by that is, you know, how many prints will they give out to the, you know, to the area to look, you know, to view. Sometimes in a market like our area here, where there's, you know, a couple theaters and so forth, there might be a limited release movie where maybe the company that's releasing it looked and says, well, we'd rather be in a bigger city, not a little city. So sometimes we get shut out of a movie. And the mom pause that has a little single screen or whatever, they get shut out too. The industry evolved a little bit. It's hard. We have to make a longer commitment when we bring a film in. And I understand the business side of it for the film companies as well. So a lot of challenges for the mom pause. And that's bad. And those challenges, not just them, we feel those too. But, you know, we try to adapt. You try to modify the business. Everything keeps changing on it. But, you know, we try to do the best to bring as much product that anybody can into the marketplace. So I was saying earlier, we have a film booker who works in Philadelphia, Bob Milgram. He's our film booker. And the guy fights for every movie we get. You know what I mean? When you have a big movie, you know, the Marvel movies or, you know, big releases, those are easy movies to get. But when you get more of the seasons where, you know, the award season and so forth, there are more arts movies, independent movies, you know, indie movies, they'll call. Those are hard movies to bring into these communities like that. You know, it might be 6 months down the road before we could get a print on it because it's limited. But he does a great job fighting, trying to get us, you know, the best content, the best quality of product into the market. So
I got a question here. So if you had an independent filmmaker in Youngstown, right, and they just have a local following, it's not a national, they're not part of any kind of distribution, they're eyeballing like straight to Prime or straight to some kind of like do-it-yourself kind of operation. I mean, can you operate where they can use the local places to show?
We had a few times where in a couple of our different areas where there was local theaters film people who filmed their own movies and so forth. Oh yeah, we'll put them on the screen for them. And so
what's that process like? So if a filmmaker wanted to see you, do they have to go through your booking agent?
Do it through the booking agent. Not that there's a fee for them to do it and so forth, and we'll work that out with them. It's just more to try to reserve a screen because when we bring a film in, we have to make a commitment to that film company.
Right. And it has to bring a big enough audience.
And when we make a commitment, you know, it's not like we could show, you know, we make a commitment to that film company that, you know, we're going to put your product on our screens for a period of time. And it's that screen that you're on, it's exclusively yours.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're not going to share it with anybody, this and that, you know, and we try to do that. We want to be fair to the film companies and treat in both ways. It's a relationship. So for us to bring a film in, you know, or show a film for somebody else, we could do it. There's just a process that we have to make sure that, you know, we ensure that the agreement we have with our film companies, that we're holding to it, and then we create opportunities for the local people to try and show something on there. So we do. We try to support the community as well.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, we like to make sure that, you know, we know the people that are behind the scenes pulling these levers and making this stuff happen. How can the community, if they wanted to support your actions, like what is your biggest need that the community can rally around you and give you support of?
The big thing is coming to the theater, actually, because the film companies monitor are what we do. Our industry is kind of unique. When you wake up on a Sunday morning, they'll show you a movie made X million dollars, you know, for the weekend. And it's Sunday morning. You're like, but it didn't end yet. You know, you got the day. there was a service called like Nielsen's that used to do the marketing data and so forth. Now it's CinemaScore. And basically every night we report our grosses of every movie we have. So basically in our industry, every theater operator could see what we did. So, and the film companies monitor that. And when they see a, you know, a certain movie do well in the market, then they kind of brand that market as, you know, that type of movie. You know, they say, you know, we're a Disney town maybe because you do a lot of more kids movies and so forth, you know, family oriented movies, right, they'll say. But when people come to our theaters, you know, and we start getting better, we start seeing higher attendance, that gives us more clout with the film companies to bring more product in. And that's what's the strength we need. So, you know, and again, we built a great theater. you know, we know the community. Once, you know, they hear about it and see it and so forth, come to it. Once you're in that seat, once you see the experience in that theater, you're going to come back to it. I guarantee it. The experience is phenomenal. And then once the film companies see that growth and so forth, that gives us more ability to negotiate with the film companies or bring movies in that might be a little more challenging into the marketplace, you know, for the size of the market and so forth. So the best thing to do is support it. You know, come and support it. Come and see a great movie. Come and see something. So
if this weekend somebody wanted to buy some tickets, what's the best way to buy your product at this point?
Look, website, download central? It. We're on the website. Download our app, you know, and that's the best way to do it. Either way, you know, access both ways. They can follow us on Facebook. They follow us on all the social media sites. And the Facebook's a great thing. We have a great operator who monitors all the time and so forth. We run a lot of contests on our Facebook. I mean, there's giveaways. And, you know, what's nice is the film companies, well, with their movies opening, they'll send us what we call prize packs. So they're point of sale material or premium material for the movie and so forth. It might be some type of a water mug, you know, embroidered with the movie name on it. It might be shirts. It might be hats. You know, when Old came out, they sent us hourglasses, you know, monogrammed with the Old movie and so forth like that. And the film companies give it to us to promote the movie. And we do. We put it on our Facebook. We run contests with that. Everybody has an opportunity to win them, you know, we do it constantly. So follow us on Facebook. I mean, you know, it's a great way to see what's coming in, what opportunities are out there, giveaways we're doing. There's always great things on that for them to follow.
Beautiful. Frank, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Join us next week for the Influencer Show.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.